Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Have you ever seen a dog with a sneezing or coughing fit? Well, my dog is doing just that. And yes, Josie has the flu.
It's true. Dogs can get the flu. In fact, influenza A of various types infects horses, pigs, cats, seals, birds, tigers, and even whales. I just can't imagine a whale sneezing.
I wouldn't want to be around for that. Okay, back to my pathetic Rottweiler with the flu. The flu virus responsible has an interesting history. It's called the H3N8 equine influenza virus and previously infected only horses.
That is, until 2004, when cases of an unknown respiratory illness showed up in dogs, initially greyhounds. Scientists investigated and identified the virus as H3N8. Apparently, the virus had jumped species to dogs and now is considered a dog-specific lineage of H3N8.
Just like in humans, the symptoms for dogs with this flu are cough, runny nose, and fever. However, a small proportion of dogs can develop severe disease. Pneumonia is one complication, but don't worry. 80% of the dogs will only suffer a mild case of this disease.
So far, there's no evidence this canine influenza has jumped to people, but scientists are being vigilant. That's because influenza viruses are constantly changing, and the potential exists for H3N8 to infect humans and spread easily among us.
If that happened, it would be a pandemic influenza threat. So the Centers for Disease Control is monitoring H3N8, as well as many other animal influenza viruses.
In general, canine influenza viruses are considered a low threat to humans. What you can do is protect your beloved Fido by getting him a flu vaccine.
Yep, like me, Josie gets the pleasure of the annual flu shot. We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.